Intervju Radija Študent. When the road got rocky,
rocky and rough, the trip that was on. Dobar dan, lep pozdrav Ereš Intervjuju. Tokrat z nami zasedba The Man, oziroma en član te zasedbe, Mark. You're Mark, right?
I'm Mark.
I remember, because I have usually problems, you know, remembering the name.
Yeah.
Torej, zasedba The Man, ki danes večer nastopi v Menzu pri Koriti, pred njimi nastop še domača zasedba Črni Peter, tako da, evo, če vam je všeč taka dobro narejena rokovska glasba, potem morate danes večer prideti v Menzu pri Koritu. So, hi Mark, thanks for joining me in the studio.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah. We were a bit worried that you probably wouldn't make it on time because apparently you were driving from Budapest.
Yeah, played Budapest last night and the roads are pretty dicey, but we're here. Mm-hmm. We made it.
What was the trip like?
Cold, snowy, and bleak, mm-hmm. But it was all right. It was fine.
How do these trips, you know, on tours look like in your band? Is it like a romantic, nostalgic thing when you all sit in the back of your van and some of you play acoustic guitars or stuff like
no,
that?
No, just... I wish. We fantasize about having guitars in the van, but there's too much gear and too many people. I mean, there's something romantic about it, though, going to a new place, especially this part of the tour for us, because none of us have ever been to Eastern Europe at all. Mm. I've never been to Slovenia before, and so we're really excited. I mean, we expected a little bit different weather. I don't know if we expected such snow, but...
You know, it was already sunny and quite different just a week ago.
Yeah, that's what I heard. But
it will change in a couple of days again, you know, so...
After we leave. Yeah. We're coming with the storm.
Mm-hmm. So how does... I'm really interested, do you listen to any music while you're traveling?
Yeah, we listen to music, I mean...
Since there's five of you guys, how do you decide what you're going to listen? Is there a fight over who's going to play music?
Because a lot of us have our headphones and stuff. I mean, a lot of times I like to just put my headphones on and kind of zone out because, you know, you're not separate. There's five of us and then we got a sound guy and our tour manager and stuff. So, you know, you don't always want to be around six people, but if you can put your headphones on, you can...
Right.
Get in your own
and
little
do you find
headspace.
Yourself in situations, you know, where all five of you listen to the same music at the same time?
Definitely.
Do you tend to listen to it, you know, like analytical and be really analytical about it, or is it more like fun?
I think it's more fun. I mean, the records we tend to listen to together are ones that we all really love. And
can you tell us some of those records?
I mean, I got Neil Young, Tonight's the Night, is one that I know whenever anybody puts that on, everybody will listen, or New Morning by Bob Dylan, or Funhouse by the Stooges, or something like that, or just all, Exile on Main Street, all those
classic
records.
Albums.
Yeah, all the stuff that everybody likes, but, you know, it's not analytical, we just listen and enjoy it, and sing along, play along, or whatever, and have a good time.
I read some of your allegedly influences or music that inspired you, and it's mostly, you know, some of these bands and artists you already named, and it's mostly American artists, which is no surprise, except for one named Buzzcocks. I don't know if some of you mentioned them in some interview or something, or did people make up, I mean, they see the similarity in the sound, or...
Yeah, I mean, the Buzzcocks are a good band. I mean, we've never...
You're not just focused on American bands.
No, definitely not. I mean, there's tons of good bands in the UK.
Because this type of rock music, you know, it's kind of natural for North America, for the States. You know, it's... you can hardly find any good rock of this kind in other parts of the world, so it makes sense if you are more focused on the... American music, but yeah, you say that it's not just American.
We're into all sorts of stuff. I mean, I think, you know, there's obviously great bands in the UK, and there's great bands in Australia, and there's all sorts of good bands, and we're into Indian music, Mexican music, and all sorts of different stuff. But I mean, I don't know, we're Americans, so we grew up with this music.
Right.
You grew up with this music, and this is kind of who we are, so it's very easy. Not easy is the wrong word, but it's just, that's in our blood.
Nature,
that's just what we what we're made out of. So I mean,
you were compared or part of your music to krautrock stuff. Do you know any of that stuff?
Oh yeah, I love that. We all love that. That's what I'm saying. I mean, we don't only listen to American bands. I think there's just that's just in our nature. But I mean, that I love all that German '70s, you know, Can and Kraftwerk and all those bands. And that's always been a big influence, especially like the drummer, like Neu is one of my favorite bands. Klaus Dinger is one of my favorite drummers ever. And we like all different sorts of stuff. But I think if we really look deep inside, I guess, you know, you're part of where you grew up and you're what you're made of. And, you know, krautrock is awesome, but it's very foreign to us. And we love it and we love the music, but we don't necessarily understand it in the same ways that some of this more American stuff, because it's what you, you know, when you're a child, you hear this music and it's just in the air, kind of where you're. So it's just very natural.
And there's a British band that's somewhere in between, maybe krautrock or a step ahead of krautrock, and good friends of Buzzcocks, Joy Division. We had Peter Hook play here on Friday.
Oh, really?
And he's like 57, I think, and still really energetic on the stage. Do you see yourself playing rock music at that age? Do you have any long-term plans?
If I think that far ahead, I start to get a headache. I just try to think of where we're playing tomorrow and just try to be in a good mood and positive spirit for that, because if I start thinking 30 years down the line, I mean, you know, it's not easy being on the road, so it's you start thinking of doing it for 30 years and you wonder where you're going to be or what. It's try not to think that far ahead.
So you're based in Brooklyn, all five of you?
Yeah, we all live in Brooklyn, yeah.
You know, obviously New York was well known for rock music in the past, but maybe rock music wasn't as much as exposed, you know, in the past 10 years or since the new millennium as it was in the past. It was more focused on bands like LCD Sound System and this new stuff, The Strokes maybe. Are you kind of, do you stand out in the New York scene? You know, I mean, obviously there's still a really strong rock scene there as well, but maybe it's not as exposed.
There's rock bands in New York. It's not kind of the prevalent biggest thing happening right now. I mean, it is more of this kind of electronic sound and, you know, I think maybe more on this Animal Collective kind of stuff. And there's not a lot of simple guitar bands or whatever. Not to say that we are that, but you know, we don't really have any tricks or anything. It's just a couple of people playing guitars and, you know, singing songs. And that isn't something that's happening really right now.
Well, there is Grizzly Bear. Do you know them?
I don't know their music, but I've heard of them.
I think there's some similarities. Maybe they're a bit more on the indie side of things.
Yeah.
You're more.
Are they from New York?
Yeah, from Brooklyn as well.
I don't know. There's things going on. I mean, I don't know if we stand out or if we don't. I mean, we've always done our own thing. We've never really tried to play in some sort of specific scene. I mean, we try to be our own entity and just do our own thing. So.
When you started, did you have a plan on how the band would shape out to be?
No way. I mean, when we started, it was just I played drums and Nick played guitar, and that was the whole band. There was just two of us. And I think the whole idea was really just to make some songs, just do a recording, and it just kind of naturally progressed. I mean, now we're a five-piece, and I'm playing piano, and I mean, it's turned into a whole different thing. And you know, I'm very happy with how it's gone, but it definitely was. I never expected to be in Slovenia playing a show, for example, and it's amazing.
But you played in Europe before.
We've played in Europe
Western
before.
Europe,
yeah. We've
Germany.
Played in Western Europe and Scandinavia, and we played by the Mediterranean and everything, but we've never been in Eastern Europe before.
How did it happen that you added three more members and so many new instruments?
It was all really natural. We were two pieces, and the natural progression is we need a bass player. So we had a buddy of ours, this guy Chris, who was who had been he had played in bands with us before, and we had known him for a long time, and it was very easy. You know, I was like, hey, I mean, you should play with us, and he started playing with us, and then, you know, you want to expand the sound more, and we wanted to add a second guitar player, or I wanted to play guitar. We wanted to do a two guitar thing, mm-hmm. and we couldn't find a drummer, but Rich, our drummer now, he was touring with us just as a roadie, and I remember one day we were in Florida or something, and I was like, yo, Rich, I just don't want to play drums anymore, man. Do you want to play drums? And that was his audition. I mean, he never tried out or anything. It's like, all right. He's like, yeah, sure. And then he played drums, and then...
So you are more focused on what kind of instruments you need for the music you want to make, and then you invite people...
Yeah, in a way,
to play
I mean,
those instruments, or...
In a way, I mean, it's just kind of... Yeah, we fill the holes in what's necessary. I started playing drums, and I played drums in the band for 3 years or 2 years, and I was playing guitar in the band for 2 years or 3 years or something, and now...
This was before the man?
No, this is in the man, and now I'm playing piano.
And you had any musical experience from before? Played in other bands?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Nick and I have played in bands together. We've all been in bands forever. I mean, forever. We're like, Ben's been touring in bands for 11, 12 years. I mean... Nick and I have been playing in bands together for 8 years, and Rich is in bands for 15 years. Kevin's and everyone's been, I mean, this is all we've ever done is be in bands. So It's just this one, for whatever reason, is taken off, but it's just kind of the same thing we've always been doing. And I was actually just kind of reminiscing the other day about some of the older bands we've done, and it's funny because it seems very in the same line. I mean, it's always been the same kind of band. It always is this loud rock band. And
well, but with this new album, New Moon, it seems that you soften up a bit, maybe especially the first half of the album, while the second half is a bit harsher, a bit more alike what you did before. How did it come to this softer side, maybe more on the Americana side of things?
Yeah, I mean, especially. I guess, yeah, I think there's always elements of that stuff. I mean, even actually before the first Men records and other bands we've done, I was listening to some of it, and there was country songs on that stuff like 8 or 9 years ago. And I mean, that was always there. I think we just got more comfortable with it, or wanted to just dive into that a little deeper. And, you know, we always play acoustic guitars. We wrote this whole record on acoustic guitars. Mm-hmm. And you know, you play an acoustic guitar, it lends itself to differently than if you're playing on an amp and you're cranking it to 10, you're going to write a different song than if you're playing an acoustic guitar. So I think it's just a product of that.
How do songs happen? Do you just...
I mean, in different ways. I mean, they happen in different ways. I mean, me and Nick and Ben, right, we wrote all the songs for this record. And the way we wrote this record, I mean, we went upstate New York and recorded it. And we didn't really have any of the songs together. There was three songs that we had toured on. But the rest of them, we just came up there and we would just set up and play and go around in a circle, be like, all right, Ben, you got an idea? What do you got? And then we'd just jam it out and try to get a song together. And then, hey, Nick, you got a song? All right, I got this part. And just go around all day until we had some songs. And when a song was ready, we'd just do one take, two takes, record it live. We recorded everything live. And
so it's done kind of more by instinct, because, you know, people who write about music and write about your music, they say that there's really a deep knowledge, you know, in rock music, that it really stands out, that you guys know that your music seems really well thought out. More like instinctive thing.
Yeah, I try not to think. I mean, I think the songs that we have to think about and talk about, they get scratched and thrown in the trash, you know. Like this, I mean, I don't know if this is on this song right here that's playing.
Yeah, this is
face.
From the new album.
Yeah, that song we did in one take, and that was, you just, you know, it was very natural. There's no discussion, there's no talking. It's just like, all right, let's just do this. And I think the best songs come to you without thought, and they come very quickly. You know, this song was written, I wrote this song in about 10 minutes, I think, you know, and whereas I've like labored over songs for hours, and those songs are terrible. Mm-hmm. But the songs that I've written that I like,
for this album,
yeah, for my whole life, the songs I've written that I like, they come in a split second, and they're done. And it's the songs I've written that I don't like are the ones that you can't finish. And so I think we try to focus on that and capture those moments. So we, in some ways, we actually had some, while we were up there, we had some weird situations because, you know, I'm pretty adamant and most of us are pretty adamant, like one take, two takes, you know, three takes most. And some people are not happy with that sometimes. You don't feel like you could play it better or whatever, but it's not, for us, it's more about getting that right energy and getting the right feeling to it and, you know, not to overthink it and just go with it. And it is, let it be what it is and let it happen naturally, so.
Yeah. It comes from your experience in music.
I guess, maybe. I don't know.
So, you know, you recorded 4 albums in 4 years, which is pretty much for most bands. And you say you record albums really quickly. So in between you mostly play live, tour?
Yeah, I mean, we tour and then we when we're not on tour, we're writing and working on new music. And for us, that's what it's all about, is writing new music. And touring is fun, and you know, it's amazing to see the world and, you know, meet all these people and play for people. And
do you prefer one to another?
I prefer making music. I mean, that's, for me, is what this is all about, is making music and making new music and making records. And mm-hmm. You know, on the road is hard. You're away from your family and you're away from your loved ones, and
right.
You know, it's tough. So, mm-hmm. And you don't have that creative thing where you're making those new songs. And mm-hmm. That's what it's all about for us.
You know, Tweet Birds band.
Tweet Birds.
Tweet Birds. Mm-hmm. They're kind of doing this rock thing as well. Maybe in some way, I mean, this noisy rock in some way is quite similar to what you're doing. And I think they're originally from Michigan, but they moved to California. Mm. Quite a new band as well.
They
played here maybe half a year ago or even less, 3 months, and we had them here for interview as well. And I think it was them who said that for them, playing songs live is, they enjoy that much better because they give, in a way, a new life to the songs, you know. Once you record them, they become dead, and just on a recording. Then when you perform them live, they get a sort of new life. Is that...
I mean, I definitely agree with that. All our songs are... especially with this new moon, those songs were written so quickly. We didn't take any of those songs on the road, except for maybe 2 or 3 or something before. So, I mean... There was, every one of these songs has changed significantly by playing it, and they change every night. And I think that the good thing about playing songs live and the way we structure our songs is that they can kind of breathe and they can contract. I mean, you know, so depending on how we're feeling, I mean, sometimes we'll, like this song, I Saw Her Face, we'll play that song for 10, 15 minutes or something, you know, just really get into it and jam on it. And sometimes we'll play it for 5 minutes if, you know, it's just not happening or whatever. But that's what the beauty of playing those songs live. Playing live is that it can change, and it can be different. I mean, we like to reimagine that stuff too, like with instruments and different instrumentations and everything. So that's that part. I mean, the best part about touring is playing live. The hard part about touring is the traveling and being away from home. But you know, and the lack of being able to write and make new songs. But it's a great thing, and they're both great.
There's piano on this new album, New Moon. Did you bring synths with you along to play those songs? Is it more like rock oriented?
Yeah, it's piano. I mean,
You have piano.
Yeah, it's a piano, and we've been touring this record, and the way we've been playing now is I play a Wurlitzer electronic piano and on the road or whatever, and we've always wanted to have acoustic piano sounds, and we just never have been able to find the right person or find the right way to do it. And luckily, I mean, it's finally worked out, and I don't know, now I'm playing it, but it worked out. I mean, I grew up playing the piano. That was the first instrument I ever learned, and, you know, my grandfather was a piano teacher. My uncle was one of the greatest piano players I've ever heard in my life, and it's one of those things. I never thought of myself as a piano player, but it's in my blood, kind of, I guess, and it's... So we're just—it's a great thing. I don't know. Just expand. We always try to expand the sound. You know, get better sound, more sound. And so it's just that's just another piece in that puzzle.
Sounds interesting. You know, there were do you have a set list? You know, in advance what songs you're going to play. Probably, you know, some people I saw earlier on Facebook. They're kind of hoping you're going to play song The Seeds.
Oh, really?
from the new album?
We play that every once in a while.
So it changes from gig to gig.
It changes because sometimes certain songs are just not working, you know, and sometimes certain songs are just sounding amazing. So, you know, we go based on kind of the night before, I guess, and be like, all right, well, that really sounded good. But if people want to hear the seeds, I'll talk to Nick about that. I mean, that's Nick's song. He's the one. He makes the call on that one. So I love playing that song, though. That's one of my favorite songs on the album, so mm-hmm. I'd like to play it.
You say that sometimes songs work in a live context and sometimes maybe not. How do you know when they work and when they don't?
You know. I don't know. There's just something inside while you're playing it. You know. You just know that this is not working. Or this is working. You know, when it's working, you're all psyched up and you're going 100 miles an hour. And when it's not working, you just want to just crawl up into a ball and die. And you know what I mean? It's the worst feeling ever, being on stage and it's just not clicking and it's not happening. And I think we're good at, we don't talk. We don't need to talk about that stuff. Everybody knows. You know, that didn't work. Maybe let's move on. Mm-hmm. So.
Do you remember some cool gig you saw recently of some other band?
I mean, I saw Neil Young and Crazy Horse at Madison Square Garden a few months ago. That was probably one of the best shows I've ever seen in my life. I don't know. We played... this band Nude Beach opened up for us at the Bowery Ballroom in New York.
Nude Beach.
They're from New York. They're really good friends of ours, and they're one of my favorite bands right now. They were amazing. And they're a great example of a New York rock and roll band. And they've got great songs and so catchy and... Mm. That was one of the best bands I've seen in a long time.
We'll have to check that.
Yeah.
To see. And maybe some really cool record you heard lately, apart from those classics.
I've been really into...
And Nude Beach.
It's gotta be new.
Do they have a
They have a record out now. It's called Two. And they have a new one coming out. It's on a label called Other Music, which is a record store in New York City. And they have a label. Mm-hmm. I've been really into this one Link Wray record, a self-titled Link Wray record from the 70s. As far as new records go, I don't know. I don't know what's going on anymore, so I don't know. I like Parquet Courts.
You're more focused on the past.
Yeah, not really. I don't have time to focus on. I just don't know. I just don't know what's going on. But this band Parquet Courts I like a lot. They're from New York, too. They're kind of like a post-punk Gang of Four, maybe a little Minutemen. Mm-hmm. They're really good. Raining Sound is a great band. They've got some their new songs I've heard are great. A lot of good stuff. I'm drawing a blank now, but we'll go with those I said. Yeah.
We'll check some of this stuff. I think this is it. Unless you would like to tell something to our audience.
I feel good. Hope to see you at the show.
Yeah. So sounds nice. I hope people come and attend and see for themselves. How would you describe your band? Is it just simply rock band, punk rock band?
Yeah, I mean, I guess we're a rock and roll band. I just come and see for yourself, really. Just loud guitars and the loud raucous rock and roll show. It's really very simple.
Okay, thank you, Mark. Tako, zdaj, če vas zanima glasen rock and roll, pridite danes večer v Menzo pri Koritu. Kot rečem, pred zasedbo The Man nastopi še domača zasedba Črni Peter. Intervju sem pripravil Goran, za tehniko je poskrbel Rok. Lep pozdrav.
Intervju Radija Študent.